Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today's daf is daf ches in Zvachim. We're on Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting with a new section and a new discussion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah back on daf Beis Amud Aleph gave us the basics about lishma. Whenever you shecht the carbon, you have to shecht the lishma. You have to do it for the sake of the carbon, meaning that you have to know what carbon you're shechting. You have to know who you're shechting it for. These are the two basic kavanas that you need when you shecht every carbon. What the Gemara refers to this is as shinui kodesh, that you have to have the right carbon in mind, and shinui avam, you have to have the right owner in mind. There are other kavanas that you need to have. The Mishnah Memvav, which is going to take us a little bit of time before we get there, another month away from now. But the Mishnah on Manvav talks about other types of kavanas that you need. But the big two kavanas that we need is Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baalim. Like we've been discussing now for the past week. Our first week of Zvachim has been a very focused discussion. Those kavanas, says the Mishnah, are required, but will not disqualify if absent. Meaning, if you don't have Shinui Kodesh, if you don't have Shinui Baalim, it does not disqualify the carbon. But what it does do is it detaches the owner from the carbon. So now it's eino ola labalim. It doesn't work for the owner. And the owner now has to pick himself up, get another carbon, and bring the other carbon in order to satisfy his obligation. That is what we learned in the first Mishnah. There are other opinions in the Mishnah, but we stick with the Tanakhama because the Tanakhama is the main authoritative position. There are two exceptions to this rule, where if you have a Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Balim, where if you have a Shalo Lishmo Kavana while shechting the carbon itself becomes disqualified. Those two exceptions taught the Mishnah is the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatas. Karban Pesach, the offering that you bring on the 14th day of Nisan, the day right before Pesach, right? Don't get confused. The carbon Pesach is not brought on Pesach, right? That's perhaps a misconception. It's brought the day before Pesach. It's on the 14th day of Nisan, as was done in Mitzrayim. That carbon, it's a carbon shlamim. It's not your regular carbon shlamim. Regular carbon shlamim is eaten for 2 days. The carbon Pesach is not eaten for 2 days. As we all know, of course, the carbon Pesach has to be finished that night, the night of the 15th, Machlokas Tanayim. When you have to finish the carbon Pesach, my famous Machlokas, it's Rabbi Akiva and brain freeze. Okay, fine. So machlok is between the Tanayim, whether you eat it up until midnight or whether you eat it or whether you have the whole night. Either way, it doesn't matter. In other words, the carbon Pesach has to be eaten, has to be consumed that night. And for that, if the Kohen, when he shechts it, has a shelo lishmo, so that disqualifies the carbon. Carbon has to now be destroyed. You can't eat the carbon. Carbon's no good. And the same thing is true with the carbon chatas. Carbon chatas, which is brought for a person who sins, a person who violates an isser in the Torah, a serious isser in the Torah, b'shogeg, he does so inadvertently. One of the 36 isurim where the Torah demands that you bring a carbon chatas. The first Mishnah increases, goes through all 36 of them. So if the Kohen, when he shechts it, has shelo lishmo, when he has an intent of either shinui kodesh or shinui baalim, changes the carbon, it changes the owner, so there also, that's an exception, it disqualifies, totally disqualifies the carbon. Carbon cannot be brought. Good. That is what we learned from the Mishnah.
For the Pesach, could it be stopped? Could it be not saying anything? Or has to say for Pesach specifically that?
So we learned earlier that stam is lishma.
Right.
Right. So that would work for Pesach as well. That would work for Pesach. Okay. So good. So now we start the Gemara. We're on Zayin Amud Beis. And what the Gemara is going to do is it's going to have limudim. Okay. So for most of today, we're going to be doing drushas all day today. You'll see Zvachim is very drusha heavy. Okay. Unlike other Gemaras, especially the Nezikin Gemaras, where we're talking about damages, and yeah, there are a lot of drushas over there, but over here in Kachim, everything is very drusha heavy. Every point that needs to be made is backed up by a drusha. You're going to see, we're going to keep coming back to this concept again and again. It's good to get familiar with it. It's that Shina La'akev, that when it comes to Kachim, not only is the Torah have to spell itself out. The Torah has to telegraph its punches. But not only that, but even if the Torah wants to tell us that it's no good if you don't do it this way. The Torah has to repeat itself. This is a concept called Shina La'akev. That the Torah has to repeat itself, Shina L'shanot, to repeat, La'akev, in order to tell you that it's no good. So, you'll see a lot of this type of drasha and repetition is in the world of Kachim. Okay, so it's just something we're going to get familiar with. It's a flavor of Kachim that you don't have by other mitzvahs in the Yisurim in the Torah. Gemara says, "Chutz min haPesach veAchatos, Pesach minalan dechsev." How do I know that by the Karban Pesach we need lishma, we need lishma? You need the right intent, and without proper intent, the Karban is disqualified. Where do I know that from? So first, we quote a pasuk in Parshas Reisha, "Mor sechodesh aviv asisa Pesach." You will do Pesach, and the Gemara darshan she yikol asios l'shem Pesach. All the asios, all performances, every time you do an avoda with the karban, it needs to be done for the sake of karban Pesach. Ashkechan shinu kar shinu ibalim inalan, good. Now what about step number two, which is shinu ibalim? Because again, we're always going to be discussing the big two kavanas. The kavana of, this is a karban Pesach, and the kavana of, and that's the owner. The pasuk says, "V'amartem zevach pesachu sheteiv zvicha l'shem pesach." The shechting has to be l'shem pesach. Now, that's not talking about the owner; that's talking about the karban. So here, the Gemara goes to a methodology that we often go to: "Imenu inyan l'shinu kodesh, teneu inyan l'shinu balam." Good. So since I already have a pasuk for shinu kodesh, I will take this pasuk; it now becomes superfluous. I will take it and use it for shinu balam, for a change of owner. Ashkechan l'mitzvah la'akev minalan. Good. Also, far I've established that it's a mitzvah to do lishma, that I have to have the right kavanah as a mind. But failure to do so disqualifies the karban. So like I introduced today, shir, every time we talk disqualification, you need repetition. The Torah has to repeat, do it and do it. So where is the repetition? La'akiv minalan amakrov v'zavachta pesach la'ashem elokecha. We go back to Parshas Re'eh, and we say v'zavachta pesach la'ashem elokecha. You will shecht it, the karban pesach. So, what do you mean? We already know I have to shecht it as a Karban Pesach. So we have a shinui, we have repetition over here, and that tells us that failure to have lishma disqualifies the Karban. So Rav Safra says, wait a second. We need this pasuk that we just quoted. And once you take the pasuk away, so it no longer can become a support for lishma. We need it. L'chad Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav Baravu, I'm Inayin. Most of Pesach, Shekrav Shlamim. Most of Pesach, what if I have leftover Karban Pesach? I have an animal that wasn't used for my Karban Pesach. So what do I do with that animal? I could bring it as a Karban Shlamim. Right? We'll see this idea time and again. A Karban Pesach that's not brought on the 14th day of Nisan for whatever reason, and now it's Mosar Pesach, it's leftover Pesach, it could be brought as a Karban Shlamim. How do I know that? Shenemer v'zavachta Pesach la'ashem lokecha stone of akar. Because we go to this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It's a very strange pasuk. Why? The Torah says that you're going to shech Karban Pesach la'ashem stone uvakar. Sheep and cattle. There is no such thing as Pesach that comes from cattle. Karban Pesach comes from sheep. Mm-hmm. Or goat. Doesn't come from cattle. So the Gemara says, "Va'alo ein pesach ba'ala min hakvasim min ha'izim." Karban Pesach only comes from sheep and goat. Mikan. So why would the Torah say, you bring your Karban Pesach, sonu vakar? It's a strange pasuk. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it means. Mikan l'mosar pesach shiu l'davar haba min ha'son, u'min ha'vakar. It means that if you have a Karban Pesach, and you didn't use it for whatever reason, you could bring it for the same thing that I bring sonu bakar. What carbon comes from both sonu bakar? So chatas is ruled out because chatas does not come from bakar. And the chatas of a kohen does. But standard chatas does not come from a bakar. What carbon comes from sonu bakar, so that's shlamim, or mainu shlamim. So that's how you see that most of Pesach comes from shlamim. So I need that pasuk from Re'eh. So now I don't have my repetition. I don't have my second pasuk to tell me about shalol lishma. So Alam Rav Safra zavachta Pesach lechad Rav Nachman. So Rav Safra says, okay, let's go with this approach. First of all, the zavachta Pesach, as you've just indicated, knock that pasuk out. We need the halach of Rav Nachman. Most of Pesach comes as shlamim. Good. So we don't have that pasuk. Shmor schodesh aviv lemitzvah. So we have the pasuk of Shmor Chodesh Aviv, which is in Parshas Re'eh, and that tells us that's a mitzvah, b'shinui kodesh. Ve'amartam zevach Pesach, and the pasuk of Amartam zevach Pesach, that tells me that's in Parshas Bo, so that tells me again that there has to be l'shma, and that's shinui balim, l'mitzvah. And that so far all we have now are baseline. That I have to have lishma and I cannot do shinui kodesh for karban pesach, and I have to have lishma and I cannot do shinui balim karban pesach. But I need your second pasuk to tell me it's la'akev. Who la'akev? So we have zevach pesach who, right? And the word who is not necessary; it's totally superfluous. So once I have that extra word who, it's coming to tell me it's the ikuv li'ikuva that I have to have lishma, and failure to do so results in a disqualified karban pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, all we have established now is that the shechting has to be done lishma. Good. But in the world of Kachim, which is in the world we're in right now, in the world of Kachim, every single step of the way has to be spelled out. You can't just simply say, well, I know that I have to have lishma for shechita. It must be that lishma works. Lishma is required for the other avodas as well. It doesn't work that way in the world of kachim. Everything has to be spelled out. Now, despite what I just told you, the Gemara says, "Hold the gully gully." So the Gemara says, "Well, once it's revealed that the shechita has to be done lishma, so it must be the other ones apply as well." You'll see, it's great. The Gemara recoils at such a suggestion. I mean, the Gemara makes a suggestion, but Rav Ashi Amar, "Hold the gully gully, lo amrinan," and Rav Ashi says, "No, we don't say that." Because again, we're in the world of Kachim, and in the world of Kachim, you just can't simply say, well, it's precedented. We don't have that. By Kachim, everything has to be spelled out. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to formulate it in the following way. We have at Parshat Tzav, Zosa Torah la'ola mincha, v'tanya b'yam tzav asos b'nei Yisrael, la'akriv es karban nehem, zebechor ma'isro Pesach. We have over here a term that incorporates that your bechor, your meister, your pesach, your various types of shlamim. He kishu akasav l'shlamim. Ma shlamim ben shinu ukarish ben shinu ebalim be'ina la'mitzvah. Avkol ben shinu ukarish ben shinu ebalim la'mitzvah. So once we have a pasuk that incorporates all shlamim types together, so we already know, we already have the baseline that when you shecht your karban pesach, you need lishma. Now that we already have baseline that you need lishma by the karban pesach, so that's great, because now that I have any other pasuk, that's ikuv. That tells me that I must do it. Ukeshlamim, ashlamim bein tzvicha. Sorry, not yet. In just a moment, I spoke just two lines too soon. Ukeshlamim, ashlamim bein tzvicha bein sharavodos lechalak tebe lemitzvah. A pesach lo tachlok bo bein tzvicha lesharavodos. So good, and we also know that when it comes to the shlamim, I have to have the right kavanah for every avoda. We've already established that through the first week of Zvachim. We had a pasuk that identified that you need lishma by shechita, by kabbalas adam, by zrika. We already know that we need lishma. So now that by karban pesach, I have the extra word. So I'm sorry, la'akev elahu lamali. I'm sorry. So la'akev. So now any pasuk that I have regarding the Karban Pesach is there to be an ikuv. Okay. Yes.
And this is not a hekesh
from a hekesh? And this is a...
Which we don't want
to be kosher. Hold it. Well, the Pasuk and Tzav tells us that Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are like Shlomim.
Right.
And now...
The Pasuk of Shlomim equates it to everything else.
And Shlomim is like an Ola and a Mincha.
Right.
Okay, so yes, it's a Hekesh from a Hekesh. I'm sorry, what was your... Okay, perhaps. Okay.
Right.
No, don't apologize. Perfect. Perfect. And then Elohu Lamali, good. So now, it's great. The Gemara now is really in the other direction, meaning earlier we didn't have enough psukim to tell us that by the Karban Pesach failure to do so disqualifies the animal. Now, through our double hekesh, which is somewhat offensive, but through our double hekesh now, we now have more than enough psukim by the Karm Pesach that tells us that failure to do so disqualifies it. So then that leads the Gemara to say, Elohu Lamali. So good. So now, Ve'amartam Zevach Pesach Hu, Ben Parshas Bo. What do I do with the extra word Hu? So, kid, the tiny we learned in the Brisa, Namar bepesach hu b'shchita lakev, ava ashon lo namar bo hu ela lachar aktar simurim. We made this point earlier that by asham, even though you didn't have a lishma kavana, right? The kohen did the avoda, tried to change its designation, or tried to change its owner. So we learned that by the asham, it doesn't disqualify the asham. And if you remember, the Gemara spent some time struggling. How does that work? Like, how do you understand that? Because the Asham is essentially a Chatas. And the Gemara over here says, yeah, because, I'll tell you why, because the word Hu, which we see acts like an Ikov, it tells us that it disqualifies. The word Hu, the placement of the word Hu by Asham, is not by the Zrika, by an essential Avoda, but rather it's by the Haktaras Himurim, the burning of the fats of the animal. Which is, I was going to say nice, I should say better. Which is a mitzvah, but not an absolute requirement. Not a necessary requirement for the asham. V'u'atzma shalahuk to rimur of kasha. We know, if the imurim of an asham are not offered, the fats are not burned on the mizbeach, you missed a mitzvah, but it didn't disqualify the carbon. So the word hu is there to reveal to us that by the carbon Pesach, if you fail to do lishma, you disqualify the carbon. By the asham, that's not the case. The asham does not disqualify the carbon. It detaches, right? The owner and the carbon are no longer connected, but it doesn't disqualify the carbon. Okay, good. That was a mouthful. Okay, what we walked away from over there is this idea that by the carbon Pesach, shechting it on the 14th day of Nisan, with a failure to have the correct kavana. In other words, you say, I'm shechting it as a carbon ola. You disqualified your carbon Pesach. Meaning it's more than just a detachment from its owner. It's a full disqualification of the carbon Pesach. We learn it through the various limudim. The Gemara made a couple of attempts through using the psukim by carbon Pesach. The Gemara ends up using a hekesh to develop this idea that by the carbon Pesach it's li'ikuva. And good. That's step number one of today. Step number two for today is going to be the Karban Chata. Same thing we're going to do. Is that we're going to establish that if I shech the Karban Pesach, shelo lishmo, and shelo lishmo over here means both Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Ibalim. If the Kohen reassigns it either its owner or its Karban, the Karban becomes disqualified. And how do I know that? Chatas minalan dichsiv v'shachat. Okay, shchita has to be done for the purpose of chatas. Ashkechan shchita, kabbalah minalan, good. Shechting has to be done l'shma. How about kabbalah? Because, again, every single time we're going to do this, we need to establish this requirement of l'shma by every avoda. So how about kabbalah, the receiving of the dam? V'lakachal goyim midam, achatas. Should take kabbalah shem chatas, because again, pasuk says that you're going to take the kohen's going to take the blood, and by the way, kohen's going to take the blood because remember, from this point forward, after the shechita, everything has to be done by the kohen. Kohen's going to take the blood. Should take kabbalah l'shem chatas. The ashkechan shechita. So good. So now we've got shechita the kabbalah zrika minayin. What about the avoda of zrika of sprinkling the blood? Damakra v'chiper alav kohen michatas. So should take kapara. L'shem chatas. Because the kapar of the atonement, we've gone over this many times, but can't say it enough. When we talk about the atonement comes through Zrika. The sprinkling of the blood of the carbon on the Mizbeach, that affects kapara. That is the atonement. And that when the pasuk says, V'chiper alav hakohen mechataso, that means that when you do the kapara, the atonement, which is the sprinkling of the blood, it has to be l'shem chatas. Okay. You will notice, and this is going to happen a lot in Zvachim. Okay? That's not a campaign promise. maybe it is. But you will notice that a lot of the times, halacha kind of like is like the middle child. right, who gets ignored.
But halacha goes hand in hand with Kabbalah. They usually go together, right?
I'm just saying, you're right, but in, when the Gemara does this, the Gemara now is saying, let's establish it for Shechita, and then let's do it for Kabbalah Sadam, and then let's do it. In other words, halacha is not even mentioned.
Right, but we learned that once you've done Kabbalah, it goes together. Right?
I agree with you. I'm just saying it's, we talk Dalet Avodos, we always say there are four Avodos, and then as you read through these Gemaras, you learn these Gemaras, you see Avodos like, a halacha is like...
Actually,
I know, and then you'll say there are three, and then I'm going to insist that there are four, but, you know, so we're somewhere between three and four. Right, three significant ones, and the reason why, I've mentioned this earlier also, the reason why halacha is not as significant and does not get as much airtime as the other three is because halacha is not absolutely required. You could, in theory, shech the carbon right next to the mizbeach, and then halacha is just, you know, it's not applicable, right? You get an N.A. right next to halacha, because you're right there, right? Shechita, obviously, you need to do. You can't have a carbon without a shechita, and Kabbalah Sadam, you need to do. Right, you can't, it's interesting, you can't shech the animal right next to the mizbeach and just like kind of have the blood, that doesn't work that way. In other words, you need to accept into a cup and you need to stick your fingers and sprinkle it from the cup onto the mizbeach.
Why is it considered an avodah by itself at all? I mean, you cannot do it, you cannot approach.
But it is,
I
understand that, but
what,
I guess, I guess, no, but excellent question, but I have a decent, reasonable answer. Because it is an avoda, meaning that if while I'm doing the halacha, I have a wrong intent, it will disqualify. Meaning just like by, if, let's say I'm not in the base of Mikdash, and I have a bad intent, and I have a kavanah, I have a wrong, right, a disqualified kavanah, that doesn't do anything. A kavanah is only significant during avoda, while you're doing the avoda. So the reason why it's so significant to call halacha an avoda, is because now you know that during the halacha, your intent is going to disqualify. Okay? Okay, continuing in the Gemara. Ashkechan shinui kodesh shinui bala min alan. Good. So far we have successfully detailed how you need a lishma by the animal. What about by the owner? So amakra alav. Alav alav achavero. So good, so we have the pasuk of alav. And alav means alav and anan is chaver. So the Gemara says, okay, let's be an accountant. And let's take a summary statement of everything we've established so far. We're in the world of chatas. We're establishing that by a chatas you need lishmo. And what we're trying to conclude is that it's so important by a chatas that failure to do so will disqualify the carbon. We're not even 50% there, right? What do we establish so far? And the Gemara spells it out for us. Ashkechan lemitzvah la'akev. Sorry, let me do that again. Ashkechan lemitzvah la'akev minalan. So the Gemara says, so far all you've told me is that you need to do it. But you have not established that if you don't do it, the carbon becomes disqualified. And again, disqualification can only come through repetition. Right? Shinui la'akev. It's a big concept that comes up time and again throughout Kachim. Minalan kedamar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua chatas chataso hachanami chatas chataso. So the Gemara uses a drasha of the extra vav. Right? The Torah could have just simply said chatas. The Torah, instead of saying the word chatas, says chataso. So that extra vav is superfluous. That is your repetition. Ashichan mitzvah b'shinui kodesh uzrika b'shinui balim bein lemitzvah bein la'akev. The Gemara says, okay, but even now, if we're going to take a sum total of everything we have so far, we don't have enough. Because in the world of Shinui Kodesh, we know that you have to have Lishma. And we know you have to have Lishma by Shinui Kodesh by the by all the Avodas. Good. And we know the Zrika by Shinui Balim is also a mitzvah. And we know that the Zrika by Shinui Balim is a mitzvah and it's an ikuv. But that's all we got so far. We don't have enough drushas to cover everything we need. We need eight spots covered. We need, right, four avodas for both Shinui Balim and for Shinui Kodesh. More than eight. We need 16, right? Four avodas, two different types of kavanas, and I need repetition by all that. Okay, so 16. Right, we need 16 drushas. So la'akev b'chol avodas b'shinu ekodesh v'shar avodas b'shinu ebalim bein la'mitzvah bein la'akev minalan. So the Gemara says, so where are you going to get all this from? So I'm Rav Yona asya mechatas nazir. So Rav Yona says, okay, so let's go to the following place, strange place. Let's go to the Kavan Chatas of the Nazir. Nazir, at the termination of his Nazirus, when he finishes his, whatever his term is, 30 days or above, of Nazirus, so one of the Karbanos they has to bring is a Chatas. We talked about this already in Zvachim. That Chatas is not your standard Chatas. Did he do something terrible? Right? Arayus, Chalev. No, he didn't do anything that heinous. In fact, according to some Tanaim and according to some Rishonim, what he did was very praiseworthy. And yet he brings a carbon chatas. So the Ramban says, by the way, if you're of the opinion that a Nazir did something good by being a Nazir, right? Again, it's a big machlokas tanaim rishonim, but if you maintain that what he did was good, so how do you explain the chatas? So the Ramban says in Chumash, because once he got to that elevated plane of being a Nazir, now he's coming back down to earth, so to say. so for that step down requires a carbon chatas. A beautiful pshat by the Ramban.
Ramban?
And Chumash. So Am Rav Yona Asya Mechatas Nazir. So we learn that from the Chatas Nazir. Dechsiv, because look, by the Chatas Nazir, v'yikriv akon lifnei Hashem v'asas chatasov v'esolaso. You will asa es chataso. You will do. That word asay or asa, depending on which one is the correct pronunciation, but that word means performances. That is a term that is used for all four avodas. So the Gemara says, "Good, she call asiya sola shem chatas. All the asiya should be done on shem chatas. Good. We now have a pasuk that by the chatas of a nazir, all avodas have to be done. And lishmo, bo shinu kodesh and shinu balim." And failure to do so disqualifies it. So now the Gemara says, good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the halacha from Chatas Nazir and bring it back to the regular Chatas. Right? Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Balam Minalam, but wait, not yet. Again, I spoke too fast. That's only true by Shinui Kodesh. What about Shinui Balam? Skip parentheses. Am Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yoshua, Chatas Chataso. So the Gemara says, we have the drasha of Chatas Chataso, by Chatas Nazir. Go back to the pasuk we just quoted about 8 lines ago. The pasuk says, "V'yikriv akorin lefnei Hashem v'asas chataso." The extra vav is there to tell me not only shinu kodesh but shinu ebalim as well. Good, not great, but good.
So the Nazir's
chatas requires lishmo. So and failure to do so disqualifies. So now the Gemara is going to say, now we're going to work backwards. And we're going to go from the Chatas of Nazir back to the standard Chatas. And the Gemara says, how can you do that? Maskifla, before we ask that question, Maskifla Ravina Alamiata Olaso, my Darashtabe, Ula Ravina, Minchas Minchaso, Nesech Nisko, my Darashtabehu. That extra Vav becomes the source for a Drasha. And the Gemara says, well, I can show you in the world of Karbanos, many times you have extra vav, olaso, nisko, minchaso, and you have possessive vav. And what are you going to do every single time the Torah writes the vav? You have a drasha? And the Gemara says, yeah, sure. Ahumi ba'ilei minchasam niskehem, ba'layla minchasam niskehem afil amachar. Look, as far as the nesachim, the libations, the oil, the wine, the flour that comes together with a karban, yeah. You know what we're going to learn out from the extra vav? The halacha goes like this. When I shech the carbon, I got to bring the carbon that day. Right? I have to offer that carbon that day. If I do not offer the carbon that day, but rather the next day, I disqualified it. That's lina. Right? That is the disqualification of lina. You cannot let it rest over the night. Must be brought on the day that it's shechted. Okay? Right? That's a truism by Karbanos. What about the accessories? What about the nesachim? The wine and the oil that come together with the karban? Those things don't have to be brought that day. They could come either the night following or even the next day.
Is there a time limit? 24 hours?
There's a Mishnah later on that says even 10 days later. So doesn't seem to be a time limit. As long as they're brought. So the Gemara says, right, so we have a drasha for niskehem, nisko. Ela olas olaso my darash tabahu. But that's good for nisko. That's good for minchaso. What are you going to do with olaso? Vesu migami mehadad echatas chel mechatas nazir. And now the Gemara says, and let's look bigger picture, right? Bigger picture. What are you doing over here? You know, we've established that by the nazir, when he brings his chatas, there has to be lishma. And now you want to learn out from chatas nazir to chatas chelav? How can you do that? First of all, we're going to note a number of differences between the chatas of nazir versus a regular standard chatas. First of all, chatas nazir never comes as an independent chatas. It's a package, right? It comes as a package. It comes as a set, right? You ever go to the store and you want to buy, you know, they're selling something as a set, and you say, "I'd like to buy one of them." No. It comes as a set. You can't buy individually. It has to come as a set. So the chatas of a nazir, it comes as a group of karbanos. When the nazir finishes his nazirus, he brings a chatas, he brings an ola, he brings a shlamim, right? So the three of them come together. So that's not a chatas, that's a chatas part of a set. And now you want to use that as our source for regular chatas? You can't do that. Chatas nazir mechatas chayav lo gamer shekin kares. And also, to go in the other direction also is strange. Because a standard chatas, why do I bring it? Because if I would have violated that Isser min HaTorah, I'm sorry, deliberately, that's an Isser Kares. By Nazirus, right, if there's no Kares by a Nazir, right, I'm not, if I don't bring that Karban Chatzis, I'm not Chayv Kares. So the Gemara says, the idea of comparing the Chatzis of Nazir to regular Chatzis is just implausible. Ela Amarava Asi Mechatzis Mitzara. So, okay. So the Gemara says, let's put that on the back burner, okay? And let's take a look at another chatas, the chatas of a mitzara. A person has saras, what we call leprosy. So he has to bring karbanos at the end of his saras. When he finishes, when he's clean, when he's saras free, so he has to bring karbanos. One of the karbanos he has to bring is a karban chatas and an asham and an olam. So those are the karbanos that have to be brought by a mitzora. So dechsiv, and by the mitzora, the pasuk says vasa kohenis achatas she calls yosov l'shem chatas. Okay, and we have a pasuk that says asay by the karban chatas of the mitzora, which is perfect, which means that all performances, all avodas, have to be done l'shma. Ve'ashkechan shino koshin abalamin ala namakra v'chiper al hamitaher. And here it's even better. Now it's not an extra vav that tells us about shinoi balim. It's v'chiper al hamitaher. The one who's trying to get purified, you're mechaper for him, meaning for him and not for somebody else. Al hamitaher zevel al hamitaher chaveron. Good. So by the chazus of mitzora, we've established that you need shinui kodesh and shinui. You need, right? You cannot, right? You can't do shinui kodesh. You can't do shinui balim, and we assume that it's a disqualification. And so, just like by the chatas mitzora, it's no good, so too by the standard chatas. Same questions we're going to ask. The akatim yafinim adad chatas chelam mechatas mitzora lo yafish shekein yeshima damim acherim. Same problems. Chatas mitzora, package. It's a package chatas. It never is brought by itself. It's brought together with an asham and with an ola. And chatas mitzora mechatas chelam lo gamash shekein kares. And also, let's go the other direction. Right? Chatas chelav, that's kares. Mitzorah is not kares. So, okay. So now, we have established that by our chatas nazir and by our chatas mitzorah, we have established that you have to have right kavana. Failure to do so disqualifies. The problem is that we're trying to bring that and learn from there to our standard chatas. What the Gemara refers to as chatas chelav. Right? By the way, it's called chatas chelav. Chelav is like your prototype Isser of prototype standard Isser. Because chelev is delicious and it's fat of an animal, and who wouldn't want to eat chelev? And
yep.
Right. It's good, just not good for you. Yeah, but mechada lo asya taisi chada meitarte. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's go to again our standard forms of derivation. This is standard methodology. We're not going to be able to learn from one. How about using the common denominator of two? So we have now on the table our chatas nazir and our chatas mitzora, and let's learn from the two of them over to your standard chatas. So So the Gemara says, okay, and the chatas chelov as well. So the Gemara says, which one did the Torah not have to write this requirement of lishma? So lo lichtov rachman bechatas chelov. So the Gemara says, well, couldn't it left it out by the chatas chelov, your standard chatas? V'taisi mehanach, and let's learn out from the other two. Nazir mitzara malahanach sheken yeshimem dam acherim. So the Gemara says, no, that's no good, because as we have already established, nazir mitzara are both package chatases. So lo lichtov rachman bechatas nazir v'taisi mehanach. So the Gemara says, well, Torah could have left it out by nazir, the requirement of lishma. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Malahanach shekein ein lahem she'ela. By nazir, you have something strange that you don't have by the other two. You can get out of your naziris without having to bring a karban. Why? Because naziris is a neder. And we know that in the world of neder, I go to my local chacham, and I say to my local chacham, if I would have known X, Y, and Z, I never would have made that neder. And if your excuse, if your rationalization is in fact legitimate, he can say, mutalach, mutalach. Okay, there's no neder. And so by nazirus, you can get out of your nazirus through she'ela. She'ela's chacham. You can't do that by mitzvah. You can't do that by your standard chatas. So it's different. It's weird. So little luchta rachmana bechatas mitzvah. Taisimahanach. So the Gemara says, okay, Torah could have left out chatas mitzvah and learn it and learn out this requirement from chatas chelev and from chatas nazir. Malahanach shekein ein bayim bedalos. No, because by chatas mitzora, it's variable. It depends on how much money you have. That will determine the type of carbon you bring. So it's a variable chatas, as opposed to your chatas chelev and your chatas nazir, which is a fixed chatas. So it's weird. Weird in the sense that it's different. El amakra. Okay, so that was a mouthful. All we're trying to do now, and admittedly, it's complex, but all we're trying to do now is establish the idea that failure to have lishma by your karban chatas will result in a disqualified chatas. Okay? And we're trying to put together, we know we have a source by chatas nazir, we have a source by chatas mitzora, we have a source by chatas chelev, but we're looking for the extra to tell me that it disqualifies. So El Amakra Zos HaTorah La'olah L'mincha He Kishu HaKasav L'Shlamim HaShlamim Bein Shinu Ekosh Bein Shinu Ebalim Bein L'Shman L'Mitzvah Avchatas Bein Shinu Ekosh Bein Shinu Ebalim Bein L'Shman L'Mitzvah. So we're going to do with the Chatas the same thing we did by the Karban Pesach. The baseline has already been established through the Hekesh. Right? One Hekesh, Stuart? Right? Hilkach Mitzvah Mishlamim. So, Vahanach Krai La'akev. So we already established baseline through the Hekesh. So now, every time the Torah says by the Karban Chatas, you need Lishma, that's your repetition, that's your Ikuv. That tells you that failure to do so will disqualify. V'ashkechan Chatas Chelev Dichsiv Be'lechatas. Chatas Da'avodes Kochav U'dishmias Kol. U'bitu Esfasayim V'tumas Mikdash V'kadash Adolksi Bohu Minalan. So the Gemara says, okay, so far, so good. But we're missing some important karban chatases. First of all, the karban chatas that's brought for Avodah Zarah. A person inadvertently violates Avodah Zarah. I didn't know that was an Avodah Zarah. I didn't know that it was Asur. And we've already talked about this in Masechta Horios. The parsha of the chatas for Avodah Zarah is different. It's in Parsha Shlach, interestingly enough. Strange placement, but it's in Parsha Shlach, right after the story of the Meraglim. The Torah says, oh, and if, by the way, you worship Avodah Zarah by accident, here's the carbon that you bring. See, you're right, the individual brings a goat. But anyway, so that is a different parsha. How do I know that the chatas of a Avodah Zarah, if the Kohen has bad intent, right, lo lishma, how do I know that becomes disqualified? Additionally, the Gemara asks, what about your variable chatas, your carbon olaviyareid, meaning for shmias kol, suppression of testimony, bitu esvasayim, making a false vow, tumas mikdash vekadash, walking to the base of mikdash, where the Torah tells you to bring a carbon chatas, but special carbon chatas, variable carbon chatas, depending on your economic status. That's also a different parasha. How do I know there that it's ma'akev? Answers the Gemara. Chatas davar kocham asya mechatas chaylev shekain karis kamoso. So as far as the chatas of avodah zara, look, it's karis. So it's standard. Good. The hanach kule. Now, what about the other three? Shmias kol bitus v'asayim tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Asyan v'mehatzad. We'll learn it out through a common denominator. And here the Gemara says, and what is the mehatzad? You people need to figure it out on your own. Right? The Gemara says, I'm not going to go through it with you, but if you look at the common denominator of all your various carbon chatzes that are brought, and since we know that a shalolo shema is ma'akev by the other ones, it's also going to be ma'akev by your variables as well. You know Rashi. Rashi picks up the slack over here, of course, because when the Gemara says, you figure it out, so Rashi says, okay, I'll figure it out. And Rashi writes, we'll just go through this quickly, Asyan ba mehatzad, mechatas chel vechatas nazir mitzara. Look, let's take a look now of what we have. We've established that by chatas chel of your standard chatas, and chatas mitzara nazir, you need lishma. Failure to have lishma disqualifies the carbon. Rashi says, and let's now go through this. What was your question? That the standard chatas has a punishment of kares. Okay, good. And shmias kol and bitus fasayim, they don't have kares. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav does, but okay. Chatas nazir v'mitzara yochichu. So Gemara says, okay, but by the nazir and mitzara, those are not kares. Malachatas nazir mitzara shekein yeshi mehem damim acherim. Yeah, but mitzara and nazir are package deals. Chatas chelav tochiach. And but good. Now we'll go back to our chatas chelav. Hatzad shavah shebehem, right? And Rashi, you know, assumes that we know how to say it. Lo rizekir zev, lo rizekir zev. Hatzad shavah shebehem. The common denominator is. Right, that it's a chatas. If you don't have lishma, it's disqualified. Same thing with your variables. It's a chatas. If you don't have lishma, it's disqualified. Okay, good. I'm good. All right. So for the most of today's shir, for most of today's daf ches of zvachim, we have cited sources using drushas, using hekeshim, using all our standard methodology to teach us that the Chatas and the Pesach are exceptions to the rule. The rule is that when Kohen has either Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Balim, he does not disqualify the Karban. He only detaches the owner from the Karban. But in the world of Pesach and in the world of Chatas, which are really different Karbanos, right, very different Karbanos, but through the Brats on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever the divine design is, those Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim will disqualify the carbon. Chatas, I think, is easier to understand from a Svara standpoint, right? Because Chatas has a specific goal in mind. Pesach, you know, I guess you can, you know, this is where the world of Drasha comes in. What? Pesach is communal and individual. Everyone brings it, but everyone brings their own. So it's a little bit of both. So okay, so you know, I'll leave it for the rabbis at the drasha to figure out why Karban Pesach also you have a shinui will be ma'akev, will disqualify. But these are the exceptions to the rule, and we in the Daf Yomi we spend our time going through the drashas and understanding mechanically how come it is these two karbanos are different from a drasha standpoint. Okay, let's continue.
Quick question regarding side question regarding the Chagiga Korban Pesach. Does that have any this disqualification?
No, it's a regular shlamim. It's a regular shlamim. Correct. Tanu Rabbanan Pesach bezman l'shma kasher shelo l'shma pasul. Uvishar yimas v'shana l'shma pasul shelo l'shma kasher. Okay, good. And so now what we're going to start is a new sugya, a new discussion in the Gemara about your Karban Pesach. Now, Karban Pesach is a funny carbon because bizmano, if you offer it in the right time is a very limited time. It's the 14th day of Nisan and only in the afternoon. That's it. That's the right time for Karban Pesach. Any other time is not the right time. That's eina bizmano. That's not the right time. So, bizmano lishmo kasher, Shelo lishman apostle. So if you're in that small window of opportunity, the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan, and the Kohen shechs it lishmo, perfect. That's what you're supposed to do. And if he shechs it shelo lishmo, disqualification. Done. Carbon's finished. Uvishar yimos hashana. Now, let's go to the rest of the year. Right? Any other time that this Karban Pesach is offered, as we've already established this morning, Karban Pesach, any other time, is a shlamim. Okay, I didn't mean... Okay, I'm not sure. Wait, just wait. Your point is good. So, v'shar yimas v'shana l'shmo pasul, shalo l'shmo kasher. So here, it's the opposite. If I shecht it as a Karban Pesach, outside of that window, outside the afternoon of the 14th, so then it's disqualified. And if I shecht it for shlamim, I'm sorry, shelo lishmo, it would be kasher, the carbon would be kasher. Now, shelo lishmo over here means what? Shechting it as a shlamim, as we're going to see in just a moment, not necessarily. Menahani mili, how do I know this? Amar avu lishmo amakrav, imen atzorn karbono lezevach shlamim, la Hashem. We are in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, which is most of Zvachim, focuses on Parshas Vayikra. So the pasuk says, "V'im min atzon karbano lezevach shlamim la Hashem." If you bring sheep, right? Karbano lezevach shlamim la Hashem. Davar haba min atzon yehel lezevach shlamim. So something which comes from sheep, which is Karban Pesach, can be brought as a shlamim. So the Gemara says, "Eim shlamim in midach rein alo." So the Gemara says, "Okay, but that would mean then that if I take a Karban Pesach and I shecht it any other time of the year, it's only acceptable if I shecht as a Karban shlamim. What if I shecht as some other carbon? What if I shecht as an ola?" Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zevach L'Rabbis Kol Zevach. So the Gemara says, we learn it from the extra word L'Zevach, for a carbon, which means for any carbon. So the Gemara says, Eima Kol D'Shach L'Havik Kamosa. So the Gemara says, okay, but look, maybe it will become whatever you designate it as, meaning, Karban Pesach, outside the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan. If I shecht as a shlamim, it's a shlamim. But maybe if I shlacht as an ola, it becomes an ola. Maybe that's how it works. I have a kasev shlishlamim vizevach kedekamart. Gemara says, if the pasuk were to put the word shlamim first and then said vizevach, yeah. So then I give you that. Hasha dechsev lizevach shlamim lekol deshachile shlamim lehave. So the Gemara says, anytime I shecht it outside of that window, it becomes a shlamim, despite whatever kavanah I have when I shecht it. Okay,
we'll pause,
but it defaults into a shlamim, even if I have a kavanah shelo lishma. Okay, we'll pause over here because there's not going to be a good break, so we're going to break awkwardly. We'll break over here tomorrow. We'll pick it up from the middle of the Amud, and we'll continue tomorrow talking about Karban Pesach. We will move the discussion tomorrow to Karban Pesach.